Hello there. Welcome to the Expressive Mom Show. Miriam Schlossberg here, and it's great to have you along and hope your week has gone well. Now, as parents, one thing we do our very best to do is to keep our kids and our families safe and healthy. That includes finding out everything we possibly can about keeping our families safe and healthy because, let's face it, we have to educate ourselves constantly on how to do that. For instance, there is a lot of information on why organic food is best and why processed food must be limited. As a result, many families are eating foods that are more organic. However, there are many factors that parents are not fully aware of when it comes to keeping their kids and themselves safe and healthy. And that is the reality of how dangerous sun exposure really can be. Sure, you may be slabbing some sunscreen on your kids and yourself during a hot summer day or on vacation, but that in itself is not enough to keep your kids and yourself safe. So today I'm going to be speaking with Jeff Kletter, the co-founder of Kinesis Inc. that provides high-quality sunscreen and sun protection products, and we're going to be talking about the dangers of sun exposure as well as how to use sun protection properly. I'd like to welcome Jeff. Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good, Miriam. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. So I'd love to know, what inspired you to create Kinesis?
Well, it actually didn't start with sun care. It started with a topical analgesic, a muscle balm, for lower back pain, shoulder pain, headache. And what happened was, you know, I hadn't worked out in years. If you haven't worked out in a long time, you get that delayed onset muscle soreness, which I did. And I was working out with this trainer, and I'd call and say, I can't work out today. I'm too sore. I'm stiff. And she said, come on in. We're going to try some different products. And I tried Tiger Balm, stained my clothes. Flexol, stung my eyes. MyoFlex, went to the restroom. Never forget that experience. So as a joke, she said, we should make something specially for you. I didn't think it was that funny, so I started looking into the market, and I found a chemist, and he said, whatever you can come up with, I can make. This personal trainer, she had her degree in exercise science and her minor in chemistry, so she said, we should make something that actually works, and she came up with this, you know, these ingredients, and then I took it to this chemist. He put it together. He put it in a stick, like an underarm deodorant. What happened was all of a sudden we had this product that worked for muscle pain. But then we didn't have any real credibility, so we went to one of her professors, who was Doug Clement, who started the Sports Medicine Clinic, was a former Olympic athlete, former Commonwealth athlete. And he said that, you know, this product, I don't know why it's working, but it seems to be working. You guys, what do you want from me? We said, well, we need a partner. We need some credibility. He said, well, you've got that. But he goes, what you need to look for is a sunscreen. I said, what do you mean? He said, athletes have a lower incidence of most disease except one, skin cancer, because they're outside training, they're working out, they're doing their events outside. So you have to find a sunscreen that, you know, athletes would use. So we took that as a challenge, and we started working on a sunscreen that was easy to use, quick, didn't sting, didn't stain, didn't leave your skin greasy and oily. And after about 18 months and 19 different trials, we finally found one that everybody loved, and that was Kinesis in 1994. And we launched it at the Commonwealth Games. We launched it at the Commonwealth Games in Victoria, BC.
Wow, great.
So,
great.
Yeah, so since then, what happened was we had all these athletes loving the product, using the product, and then a lot of them had kids, but I just didn't understand that, right? When they would come up to me, they go, oh, I love this. It's so great for the kids. It's easy. It's fast. They don't complain. I just didn't understand. Then years later, I now have three kids with that same personal trainer because it got very personal, and we started the business together, and now I get what they're talking about. It's so fast. I spray my kids every morning before they go to school, and it takes me literally less than a minute for the three of them. And no one complains, no one says anything, and then at least I know they're protected, they've got a good base for the day, and if they're going to be out running and sweating, then they need to reapply, but usually they're good for the day.
Wow, okay, that's great. Now, I have a few questions about applying sunscreen and why it is so important. Now, we do know that the UV rays are very, very strong, and if too much sun exposure, like I said before, is really, it's dangerous for us. It really is. It is dangerous. But I think a lot of people don't really know the real impact it can have. And I've noticed even, you know what, even my husband, for instance, he just puts on just a tiny bit of sunscreen and just puts a little bit on the kids, and then we just end up going out right after. Now, is that even correct? You should you put it on long before going out? Like, what do you suggest we do, firstly, about how to apply sunscreen? Because I don't think we're doing it properly, and I have a feeling a lot of people aren't doing it properly either.
No, you're right. And for conventional sunscreen, so any kind of sunscreen that isn't a mineral block. So a mineral block like titanium and zinc, they're actually minerals. And yes, they've been micronized or nanosized, go on small enough so they don't leave a white film on you. But those ones, because they are a mineral, they work almost instantly. And we make a zinc ointment that you put on, and within minutes, you are ready to go outside. But every other sunscreen and all the sprays are not using a mineral. So you need to apply it at least 15 to 20 minutes before you go out, and you should fully cover the area. So don't just put a little spray in your hand and then rub it all over your body. You have to make sure that you apply it evenly over the whole body. And dermatologists will say that you should use 1 ounce per application. Well, with a traditional cream, I would agree with that. But when you have a unique spray, specifically, I'm talking about Kinesis right now, because there are a number of sprays on the market, and they all use between 60 and 80% alcohol. And alcohol is a very large droplet, so you better put a lot on, and then you should spread it, otherwise you're going to get spotting. With our product, it is not alcohol-based. It's actually a cosmetic-quality silicone-based, which you'll find in high-end cosmetic companies like Clinique, Shiseido, Lauder. And that is such a fine mist and a very small droplet that you can just spray it evenly around the body, and that'll be enough. You don't have to pour it on. You just have to have a nice, even coverage. But you should still wait the 15 to 20 minutes before you go out, because that gives you a base. And then once it's dry, you'll find that our product will dry in 2 minutes, but you want it to actually soak in so you have that 20 minutes of time so you have that good foundation.
Okay. That, you know what, thank you so much for sharing that, because you know what, we've been applying it the wrong way for so long, and who knows what kind of danger we've been exposed to. So could you tell us, too, what the realities are about how dangerous sun exposure really, really is? Because I think people think, well, you know what, there's a risk of melanoma, and which could be taken off, that, you know, it's curable. A lot of people don't realize how serious it can be. Yes, some types are curable, but why even put yourself through that risk if you don't have to? So could you tell us the realities of how dangerous UV rays are and the different types? Because I know there's different types. There's A and B. So could you explain some of that?
I can. Well, UVA, think of A as aging, and then think of UVB as burning. So for the longest time, everyone just was marketing products that had UVB protection because everyone's thinking, I need to stop from burning. But then what was found out over time is that UVA, so the long-term aging rays, those are what are actually mutating the cell and causing skin cancer. So you have to make sure that you have one of four products that are protecting you from UVA. So you have to look for avobenzone, also known as Parcel 1789, titanium dioxide, zinc oxide, and then Mexoryl, which is also a UVA chemical block like avobenzone. But one of those four, if it doesn't have one of those four, you're not protecting yourself from UVA, so you may not burn, but you're still getting the long-term damage. And there's a lot of companies now that are marketing UVC, but UVC doesn't make it through our atmosphere, so it's just marketing hype. And I think that's one of the things that we've been making sunscreen for 20 years, and it's one of those things that just annoys me that there's so much misinformation on sunscreen. And even with some of the scary, you know, emails and articles and blogs that I read about ingredients, there's nothing proven that any of these ingredients even one in particular that's gotten terrible press, which is called oxybenzone. And I don't use it in our sprays, but I'm just telling you a little bit about the industry. That one has been picked by the Environmental Working Group as a very nasty, carcinogenic product. But the test that was performed on lab mice who were genetically predisposed to, you know, precancerous lesions, and then they doused them with this oxybenzone, and one of the studies afterwards showed that it would take a human being 200 years to use that much oxybenzone to show any signs, and then human beings are not mice, so we don't know if we ever get that. So I think that sunscreen is one of those things that is a must. Whatever you're using, just make sure you have a UVA and a UVB block. And the four UVAs are the key. Everything else is UVB. So everything else on the market covers from the UVB. But titanium, zinc, avobenzone, and Mexoral are the ones you want to look for UVA.
Okay. Well, you know what? Thank you, Jeff, for sharing that valuable information, because I can tell you right now, I certainly didn't know this, and I'm sure many of our listeners didn't know this either, but now they do. So now I have another question. I know the peak hours where the UV rays are the strongest is between, I believe, 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Now, what about before that? Should you wear sunscreen even after 4 p.m. and before 10 a.m.?
Well, again, it all depends on what you're doing. So, for example, we have been the official sunscreen of the Ironman competition. And these people are in the sun all day, but they start early. They start with the swim at 7 a.m., 8 a.m. But what we suggest is you put it on first thing in the morning again, have your breakfast, let it dry, so at least you have your base, and then reapply as needed. So if you're in a sunny, you know, climate and you're in, you know, the sun every day, I suggest putting it on first thing in the morning. That way you know you're always protected. There's a big fear now that you're not getting your vitamin D. And then there's a sunscreen that came out in Australia that says, you know, includes vitamin D. Well, topically, we can't, you know, gain vitamin D into our body. So if you do have a vitamin D deficiency, the best way to deal with it is not going out in the sun and getting sunburned, by no means. The best way is to ingest, take vitamins. So if you are vitamin, you know, D deficient, you have to take it orally. But the sunscreen will still allow, no matter what it is, an SPF 50, and all that is very interesting too. So an SPF 15, SPF 30, SPF 50, what are the differences, right? And it's a mathematical equation, and all SPF is based on UVB rays. So you have to understand, when it says SPF 30, you're really protecting from UVB, and it's a duration thing more than anything. So it's supposed to give you 30 times your normal protection. And the calculation is very easy. You take the SPF minus 1 divided by the SPF. So an SPF 30, for example, minus 1 is 29 divided by 30 is 96.7. So it's giving you 96.7% UVB protection. An SPF 50 minus 1 divided by 50 equals 98.1. So from a 30 to 50, you're not doubling your protection. You're getting 1.3% more UVB protection. And ultimately, you still need to reapply. So you're not getting that much more protection from a 50. But for people who are hypersensitive to the sun or very fair, they will choose a 50 over a 30. And then anything else after that is just marketing hype. Hence, the FDA this year said that nothing is allowed on the market more than an SPF 50. And Australia, which is the most mature sunscreen market in the world, up until last year, never allowed anything more than a 30. And this year, they finally put a 50 on the market just because science showed that 1.3% more, specifically for people who are in areas like Australia or even in BC where there's a hole in the ozone, they need that extra little bit of protection.
Yes, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Now, how often should people keep like reapplying sunscreen?
So that's a great question. And through the FDA monograph and Health Canada, what they say is you should reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. But for us, who we've been in the business for many, many years, It all depends on your activity and what you're doing and your skin tone and your melanin level. So each person's different. So we always say between 2 and 4 hours. And that gives you a good range, and it gives, you know, people who have more melanin, darker pigmented skin, it gives them the opportunity to not have to reapply as often, but it also lets them know that you should reapply. So if we tell everybody 2 hours, then hopefully within 2 to 4 hours they reapply.
Okay. That's good to know, because a lot of people are not aware that they probably don't reapply very often. You know, one time I was out for a long time, and I don't think I reapplied for 4 hours. So, boy, oh boy, not a good thing.
As you say, if you burned, you'll know that you have to reapply more often.
And I did. I am fair, so I do burn, unfortunately. Now, fortunately, I haven't had any issues come up because of it. But what should people look for if they think that there could be a problem with their skin? What should people look for? Because melanoma can happen. There's other complications that can happen. So what are some signs?
Well, it's interesting. We had a friend, which is one of the reasons we started coming many, many years ago. He was one of the crazy Canucks, an Olympian, a skier, David Murray. And Dave Murray was very fair-skinned, redhead. And he had what he thought was just a little pimple. And he just kept picking at it, and then it would come back and kept picking at it, and then it would bleed and picking at it. Finally, one day, he decides, I better check this out. He went to the doctor, and sure enough, it was a melanoma. But because he had waited so long, it had metastasized, ran through his body. Within a year of finding that out, he passed on. You know, it just people don't think for some reason that sunscreen is, you know, as deadly as it is, or skin cancer is as deadly as it is, but it is. Skin cancer is cancer. You know, whatever it people think, it is something that you have to be aware of. So you should always be either applying sunscreen, wearing long sleeve, UV protective clothing, staying in the shade. You know, we all love the sun. I'm one of those people who, I am a sun worshiper and I love being outdoors, but I know to be protected. And we joke about it, but we always say sunscreen for every day, because you need to wear something every day, but you don't want something greasy and oily on your skin every day. So what you do is you look for something that you're happy to wear, that feels good on your skin, and that's how it can be sustainable.
Right, right. No, absolutely, because that's one thing I have to say that was a big turn off for me, too. I always hated putting sunscreen on my face because it felt so oily and greasy, yuck, you know. And who wants that?
It's true.
So, yeah, no, I know. And I also want to ask you, too, I've been finding out that you can't just wear sunscreen during a hot summer day. You really should wear it regardless of the time of year. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, it is. Because on even a cloudy day, if it's an overcast day, 85% of the UV radiation comes through. 85%. So if you're, you know, not wearing anything, you're still going to burn. Have you ever gone out on a cloudy day and you've been out most of the day and also you come back and you go, wow, my skin's tender. I feel like I got a sunburn. Yep. Well, you did. You really did get a sunburn. So you should be wearing sunscreen year-round. And it's funny because in Australia, they're very educated on that because they do have, you know, a hole in the ozone and they're dying from it. So they know to wear sunscreen every day. But in North America, you know, it's just one of those things that it's an education process. They have to know. And until someone gets or has an issue with either a, you know, a squamous cell or a basal cell carcinoma or any kind of skin cancer, they don't even think about it. But as soon as they do, then they become aware and they go, oh, my gosh, I should be wearing sunscreen. So it is an important factor to wear every day.
Yeah, even in the middle of winter and in the high latitudes, you know, if you're skiing, you do need to wear it. I mean, that's true because the sun, the UV rays still come through.
Exactly.
And I have a feeling a lot of skiers don't put sunscreen on because
them with the raccoon eyes. You know, they're always their face is red and their eyes are white because they didn't put anything on.
Mhm. And, you know, it's also interesting, too, that there's a lot of these exotic cruises being advertised. Like, for instance, in July, you have cruises going to Alaska, and the latitudes are obviously very high. And in December, you have cruises going to Antarctica, where the latitudes are also very high. But I'm wondering if people don't, who go on those cruises, don't even wear their sunscreen either because of the fact that it's cold and the latitudes are high. I mean, what do you think? You have to wear sunscreen wherever you go, it seems like. And in those places, well, the ozone holes are even bigger.
Well, that's exactly what I was about to say. So
yeah.
We as human beings are consumers, and we have truly consumed our planet, which is heartbreaking to me every day, but it's true. So as you know, our ozone is depleting. Because of that, The world's changing. You know, I listened to all these meetings at the Expo West meeting or at the dermatology show, and they talk about how 40 years ago you didn't have to wear as much sunscreen. Well, it's true, because we didn't hurt our planet as much as we have with all the different gases and all the different propellants. So it is one of those necessary evils, we'll say, that you should be wearing a sunscreen every day. But if you have a good product, it's not evil. You know, we've done ad campaigns, the sunscreen for people who hate sunscreen, because so many people, just as you said earlier, hate applying it because it's so thick or greasy or oily.
Yeah.
There are
yeah.
options out there. You just have to look for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'd love to know more about what types of sunscreen you guys offer, because I know you offer a nice variety. So could you tell us more about that?
Well, it all started with just one, because it always does, right? And what it was...
Mm-hmm, yeah, and then it grows.
Exactly. And we started with a spray. And the reason we did a spray is because my thought was, if we made something easy enough for a man, then we would have 50.1% of the population who would buy sunscreen. What I found out over time is men don't buy sunscreen. It's always the woman, the girlfriend, the mother, she's buying it for the family. So, But if it was easy enough for a guy, we thought we'd have it. The beauty is that our product is so cosmetically elegant is that parents, mothers, loved it. So they started talking about it, and then they'd bring it home and they'd give it to their husband, who would never wear sunscreen, or they'd get it on the kids who would scream and didn't want to wear sunscreen. So we start with a blue bottle, and it's our SPF 30, oil-free, alcohol-free, PABA-free, preservative-free, paraben-free. It is truly the most unique spray on the market, and it feels like a puff of air when it goes on, and it has a light mango scent. So then we were doing all these events, and these parents would come up and say, I love your product. I want something especially for my kids. So I thought, well, what do we do different for kids? We made this safe enough to use every day. So we went to our scientific advisory board, which is a number of sports medicine doctors, dermatologists, molecular geneticists, and said, what do we do different for kids? They said, if kids react to anything, it's usually fragrance. Make the fragrance free. So we did, and we started selling this orange ball that said, Kinesis Kids. And we had the blue bottle, which had the light mango scent. What we found was men weren't buying it because it said kids on it. Even though they didn't want a fragrance, they wouldn't buy it because it said kids. So we put it in a white bottle, called it fragrance free. It's exactly the same as the kids, but it's my number one seller now. So we have the blue bottle with a light mango scent, the kids, which we kept because parents still want something that says kids, in an orange bottle, and then a white bottle that says fragrance free. And then 2 years ago, we came up with a pink bottle, all the same formulas. All these have the same formulas. The only difference is the fragrance. And the pink bottle, we called it girl, because we found out that tweens, young girls, were not using sunscreen. So that we thought we put it in a fun package with a little bit of sparkle, and we gave them their own fragrance, vanilla and green tea, we could get girls to use sunscreen. So we have our pink bottle with the vanilla green tea. And again, all the same sprays, all the same feel, all the same protection. And those products are all sprays. Then we did a zinc ointment, 25% pure zinc, for people who are looking for a mineral block. I will not market it as chemical-free or non-chemical, which most of the other companies do, but it still is a chemical process to take titanium and zinc, which are minerals, but to make them small enough to go into a cream, an ointment, or any kind of skincare product, you have to micronize them or nanosize them, and those are chemical processes. So I just call it a physical block. It's a mineral block. It's not chemical-free. It's not, you know, non-chemical. It's not organic because titanium and zinc are minerals, so they're inorganic. So
right.
Be aware when all these companies are marketing natural organic sunscreen, they're using titanium and zinc, which are inorganic. So if they're
okay.
telling you that they're organic from the start, they're not telling you the truth right away.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us, because I think a lot of people would be fooled by that. Yeah. So finally, Jeff, I'm going to ask you, how can people get a hold of Kinesis?
Well, our website is kinesys.com. Kinesis came out of kinesiology, kinetics, movement, motion, and then kinetic systems, because we had a whole line of products, you know, starting with our muscle balm for lower back pain,
yeah.
shoulder pain, to our sun care, and then we did daily use products as well. So the best way to find out where to get Kinesis is to go to our site, and then there's a find your retailer at the very bottom, so you can put in your area code and it'll tell you where it's available, or you can buy it online as well. And we're available,
right.
you know, REI.com, Amazon.com, a number of different retailers. But at least by going to Kinesis.com, you can find it.
Excellent. Wow. Thank you so much, Jeff, for sharing that. And thank you so much for giving this valuable information about the realities of the dangers from sun exposure. And thank you so much for sharing all this on the realities of sunscreen as well. So this really was valuable. And you know what, everybody? Keep yourselves and keep your kids safe. There's no excuse not to. You have new knowledge now behind you as to how you can keep your families even safer. So thank you so much, Jeff. That was great. And everyone, have a great weekend. Have a great rest of the new week. Take care. Bye for now.
Thank you, Miriam. Bye now.